So the master plan for school libraries says that the state of school libraries in Delaware is, quote, dire, calling school libraries in general understaffed, underfunded, and unequipped of up-to-date collections and resources. So the first question I have is, how do we get to this point?
Well, the school libraries have been in crisis for decades. This is not new at all. It's simply been a challenge trying to raise the issue and help the public to be aware of it and to see it. So thank you for helping us raise this issue.
Are there some issues? We're talking about staffing, funding, equipment, collections. Are there a couple of those particular issues that are perhaps more dire than others?
It's all dire.
Okay.
It's all dire. The staffing, in fact, the staffing is the number one recommendation. There's a total of 10 recommendations in all. Staffing is the number one because that one is the most important. In fact, the background for this study, the researchers looked at, there's 60 studies that have been done nationally now on the impact of school libraries, and they show how they impact all sorts of areas of the curriculum. And there's also been one done in Delaware before as well. There was one conducted by Rutgers University about a decade ago, which said what needed to be done. And just as with many of these other 60 studies, they're good recommendations, but if action is not taken, then the situation doesn't change. So we're delighted Governor Markell, of course, enacted this council that's been working on this, and we were able to present this to Governor Markell and Secretary Bullock from Department of State, who's my boss, and Secretary Godowsky, and we got an awesome response from them. They're like, okay, you know, implementation team, we need to get working on this. And of course, we have 4 months before the next administration, so we want to take this as far as we can while we can. But back to your issue or question about the staffing. So the staffing is critical, and the alarming thing that we found was not only is it not what it needs to be pretty much across the board, it's that situation where the rich gets richer and the poor gets poorer, that there really was a dramatic decrease in librarians in schools where more than 40% of students are from low-income households. And there was an increase in librarians in schools where less than 40% are from low-income households. So the rich get richer, the poor get poorer.
And you mentioned that, and I guess that says a lot about some of the other things that the research shows, which is that there is a pretty strong link between a robust library and student performance in an individual school. What has the research shown in terms of that, in that making a pretty direct straight line link between those two things?
Correct. Well, a lot of it has to do with how librarians are scheduled, whether they have flexible scheduling or whether they have bus duty, cafeteria duty, and all those sorts of things, or a fixed schedule where they're simply kind of rotating classes through. The ideal, or what has the most impact, is when they have a flexible schedule that enables them to collaborate with teachers on the curriculum. Librarians are also very interdisciplinary, so they really impact all different subject areas and also the cross-learning that occurs across all the disciplines. So the more they are enabled to do the job as the profession sees it, the more impact that the schools see, the more benefits.
So is it fair to say that even the schools that have maybe better staffing, if not complete staffing, those librarians and staff tend to kind of be siloed and they're not integrating as well with teachers and the curriculum, that it's just the library is a place you go to, you know, check out books, and that's the contact that the librarian really has with students, and nothing really beyond that, or maybe minimal beyond that.
Correct. Well, and it ranges. I mean, there are a few fortunate librarians that have understanding administrations that kind of understand it. And we did find that administrators really don't understand what librarians are supposed to do, don't know how to evaluate them. And across the board, there is not professional development available for librarians for their discipline. So when you see that librarians aren't doing all they should be, they haven't had the professional development to know how to do that. And that's also one of the critical needs that was found, is the professional development.
So it does seem like in some ways it's kind of a two-tiered problem at this point. There are the schools that just don't have the staff and the resources, and so they don't have they may have a physical library, but not a library that's really incredibly functional for the students. And then they're the ones that have some staffing, but just haven't been able to maybe maximize the impact that library
Correct.
Can have.
Correct.
For those lower income schools, I mean, obviously that's a kind of a troubling thing to hear what you said earlier, which is that some of the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Is the issue for those low income schools that basically when push comes to shove, those schools say we have so many other higher needs that they look at the library as more of a luxury than something that's really important and vital to the day-to-day operations and student achievement?
Well, correct. Administrators have lots of challenges that they need to juggle, which we all understand, mm-hmm. and they're having to make choices. So one of the critical needs has been for decades that, and this recommends legislation that codifies the requirement for school libraries, as well as designates school librarians and paraprofessionals as a distinct category within the state's unit count. Now, of course, that's the most expensive issue. So unfortunately, we'd love to snap our fingers and that be done, but we realize that it has a lot of money with it. So we know that one's gonna take a while, but there's 10 recommendations, and we think that if people can read the entire document and have more knowledge, because that's the most important thing, that people don't understand what they should be getting, mm-hmm. they don't understand what's possible, and all in one document we have very handy, so they can see the picture of what should be there. And so if they read it, then they can make better decisions with the resources they have now. They can make more effective decisions that will help them get to that place.
So having said that, I mean, what are some of the things that you would think or this report would even maybe indicate should be going into an ideal school library? So obviously, as you said, getting to the ideal may take some time. But what are the areas that you feel in this report seems to indicate they should be targeting to make it, if not ideal, at least more ideal?
Right. Well, of course, my favorite recommendation has to do with the content and the access and all of that and the infrastructure. So one of the projects that I initiated because of my concern about school libraries, even earlier as a parent,
sure.
Seeing this, was the statewide Delaware Library Catalog, because I thought that for the school libraries, those that had zero budget, if they could join the catalog, they would have access to the resources of public libraries and the other libraries. And we embarked on doing that. It took 8 years to do it, but we've had a statewide catalog since 2010. And so we think that is a good solution. Although, so the technology itself is robust enough to handle all of the schools, but I just want to make really clear that I don't have the staff to manage to manage all of that. We can bring
sure.
in more than 100 schools all at once. However, Representative Longhurst has initiated, she is leading a pilot to, and we've, over the summer, we've been integrating 3 school libraries into the catalog, which I can't reveal who yet because that's still very much in process.
Okay.
And that's, this should have been done in the very beginning when we first automated
libraries.
We're doing
the whole integration.
It should have come together at once, and of course it didn't. So now having to retrofit it is an effort to get there, but it's worth it. And so she has been wonderful in leading that and helping us to do a pilot.
So to clarify for people who may not completely understand it, this would allow then school libraries to be on the system with all the other public libraries in the state. So if you're looking for a specific book or you're searching a specific topic, you would not only see, if you were in a school library, what resources, what books are in that school library, but you'd be able to see books and other materials that are available in other libraries, and if they are in fact available at that time. Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. So currently there are 60 libraries in the Delaware Library Catalog. Well, that's not counting those 3.
Sure.
But they're sharing 2.6 million items, books and e-books and all sorts of items, 2.6 million that a student would have access to, and the teachers as well. And so we want them to join. So when I started on this, one of my concerns was, in a small state with limited resources, do we have the content that's needed to support Delawareans' brain power, mm-hmm. Whether it's for school or for work or careers, any of that. So by pulling resources together and pulling those collections, we can make sure that those collections are broader and deeper. And then delivery is involved as well, although, sure. Of course, e-books now are proliferating as well. The formats change. We still try to manage that and make sure Delawareans have what they need.
And were there some other key recommendations that you felt, obviously you feel they're all important, but of those 10 recommendations, are there other ones that you think that are, you mentioned staffing, you've mentioned obviously the catalogs. Are there other ones that you feel are pretty essential to getting to that, or moving closer to that ideal school library?
Well, as I mentioned, I think that school libraries need to be codified. They need to be in the Delaware Code. We need statewide coordination. We need a governance framework. And we need that resource sharing infrastructure. And that will help solve the problem once and for all. I really would like to solve it.
But going back to what you said earlier about staffing, I mean, is staffing perhaps the most important of these recommendations? Does everything else kind of flow from having the proper staffing to do all these other things and help integrate things? And I guess what I'm asking is, does the staffing almost have to come first before these other things, or can some of these other things be done before that staffing gets ramped up?
Well, in my mind, I think because the staffing is so such a big ticket item, mm-hmm. that's a challenge. I think that if educators and administrators started with the collection side of things, mm-hmm. that would make visible their need for this professional. So it's kind of like the cause and effect, which comes first.
Right, the chicken egg.
Yeah, chicken egg. And in my experience, the collections tend to come first. I mean, if you have an outdated collection that nobody wants to use, you don't see the need for it. And we did do that's the other thing. I want live data because we don't have data.
Sure.
And data, I would like to see how many books are being checked out, because I think that's an input into the reading test scores. So the more that we would have access, that would be helpful. So we don't have data, but we did do a sampling mm-hmm. of STEM collections, because I'm also on the STEM Council. And we found that 90% of the STEM collections are out of date and should be weeded and replaced. And so if we're trying to build literacy scores, in fact, one of the saddest statements in the report to me mm-hmm. is that there is a relationship between access to reading materials and the ability of children to read would seem intuitive. Well, maybe not.
I was going to say, I mean, you mentioned that there's no data, so like maybe even just kind of like the basic usage of school libraries. I mean, that's got to be a little bit troubling too, that there's no indication do students, administrators see the need and see what they have, even if it is outdated, needs to be updated, the resource they actually have in their hands right now.
Well, I don't know if they know what we have. I mean, we've seen when we go out there, we tell school librarians, weed, 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 and they're not getting the professional development
sure.
for weeding. And I don't think that administrators have seen the ideal library and to know that it's magical. I mean, if they had all that we're describing in this report, it would make their job so much easier because it would help students to succeed. And that's the goal. We want the students to have the great literacy scores, and we want them to be impassioned learners, and a librarian is a huge, tremendous influence on those areas.
You mentioned cost being a major factor, and I imagine cost is part of the reason why we're at the point we're at now. But you also mentioned that there's going to be a change in administration here. after this upcoming election in November. How much can you get done with the current administration, and is there a sense of what you will need to do with the next administration to kind of keep the ball rolling on this?
Right. Well, of course, we want to make sure that we reach out to the next administration to provide this information. Right now, we're trying to get the word out. Thank you very much for your
sure.
help with that. And we're working on our dog and pony show. So we're reaching out to various organizations. We've already gotten some responses from some about meeting with them, doing presentations. And I encourage the listeners to invite us out to present on this report. And of course, it's freely available online. It's it has a very long URL, but if you go to DelawareLibraries.org, then you can link to it from there. It's on the front page.
And I guess considering the amount of work that's been done with libraries in general in the state, and kind of updating there and kind of changing the dynamic of libraries for the general public, do you see some of the things that you've learned in that process helping a bit here? I mean, they're obviously very different animals, school libraries and public libraries, but do you feel like you've learned some important lessons from kind of revamping and reinventing the public library that translate over to school libraries?
Absolutely. Great question. So when I started, I was kind of surprised with the state of Delaware school libraries. And we embarked on a statewide master plan for public libraries, which was so effective. It told us what we needed to do as far as capacity, the size of the libraries, and the infrastructure. And, of course, the Markell administration, Governor Markell and Secretary Bullock have been extremely supportive in putting in a very robust technology infrastructure and wireless and, all the technologies in the libraries. It's been awesome. And bringing that together into that infrastructure and all those capacity issues so the public libraries have improved tremendously. And at the same time, the school libraries have gotten more dire, as we've said. So that's why we embarked on this master plan for school libraries, because we thought, well, it helped the public libraries. Let's see if it helps the school libraries. And, I've also learned how powerful systems thinking is, and the fact that no single library ever has all the resources that they need to serve their public or their students or whatever their public is. Libraries get their strength from sharing. Mm-hmm. And that was true before technology. It's true now. And there's just much more seamless ways of sharing resources, whether it's in print or whether electronic. And so we really need to take a systems thinking approach and pull them all together and pull those resources. And that's what's going to make the libraries effective in doing their job to help support Delawareans to achieve their potential.